And the next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Kevin McGuff. Buckeyes finished as the Big Ten runner-up last season, are coming off a 26-8 season that saw them advance to the Sweet 16. Ohio State has three starters back this season, including consensus All-American and preseason Big Ten Player of the Year Kelsey Mitchell, plus All-Big Ten Honorable Mention selections Shayla Cooper and Alexa Hart. Coach, thanks for joining us today. Would you mind starting us off with an opening statement? Then we'll take questions from the media.
Yeah, great to be here. Appreciate you guys having me on this morning. Like where we are right now as a team, our kids have been working really hard, and you know, we need to be good early because we have a very difficult non-conference schedule. I'll take questions at this time.
Thanks, Coach, and we'll take those questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one. Your first question is from Debbie Antonelli, ESPN.
Morning, Deb.
Good morning, Debbie.
What early question marks in your mind about your team have you already seen answered through practice?
Well, you know, last year, you know, we didn't it's kind of the two things that really hurt us were our half-court defense and our rebounding, and we're better just by virtue of our personnel has made that significantly better. But we still have to improve in those areas because even though our personnel is better, I don't think we had the right habits. So we've been working at that. And so, you know, I think we've seen progress, but we're still not where we need to be.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Christy Winter-Scott, Big Ten Network.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Christy.
You've said that depth, health, and energy are the three main factors of success for your team this year. How did those three things down the stretch of last season impact how you finished up?
Well, we got a little banged up. We had some injuries there late, and Amherst Alston had a hand injury in the Big Ten tournament. And then Kate Kraft broke her hand prior to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament. So that kind of hurt us, and it just hurt us because those were two important players. And then also it hurt our depth. And, you know, with the style that we have, with the pace that we play at and the pressing that we do, we need depth to really be effective in those areas. So, and then, you know, you don't have depth and you don't have the right people out there, it affects your energy. So, you know, knock on wood, hopefully, you know, that won't be an issue this year. I like our depth. That's one thing I really like. And we got a lot of people that we can play, and we're going to have to handle that because that's going to come with, you know, people not playing the minutes they want and scoring the points they want, just typical stuff that teams deal with. And we'll deal with that more this year because we have more quality people. But assuming we can handle that, I think depth's going to be a real strength of this team.
And just really quickly to follow up, with Kelsey Mitchell being chosen as the player of the year in the preseason poll, what has she meant for your program overall? I've heard you say that she's the best player that you've ever coached.
She's unbelievable. I mean, and the thing I love about her, she's a great kid. She's just a joy to coach. We're very fortunate to have her in our program. You know, she's obviously on day one made us relevant again, and now we've been able to add a lot of, you know, good players to play with her. And so, you know, but she's been amazing, and you know, she hasn't gotten to this point by accident. She's one of the hardest working young people I've ever seen. You know, she takes it very seriously, her craft, and it's going to be really fun to see her continue to grow and get better.
Your next question is from Shelley Till, BTN.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Shelley.
You just made a comment about Kelsey. You know, obviously her talent level is through the roof, and now with your depth and having more quality players, talk about how you balance that, going from kind of Kelsey being the, you know, the go-to and doing everything, and now that you have more players who have skill and can do some of those kinds of things, how do you balance that with this new look on your team?
Yeah, you know, that's where we're still a work in progress there. And like I said, I think ultimately this we have a chance to for this certainly to be the best team I've had a chance to coach here. And we're still kind of developing roles. And, you know, as much as we have a lot of players back, we've also added a lot of people. So it's almost like you have a new team. We have a new team, even though we have a lot of returners, because we've added so many people who are going to contribute. So we're still kind of working through that, but, you know, I think we'll be a much more balanced team we have more people around the basket that can score, which is a little different for us. We really haven't had that in the last couple of years. So, you know, we have to do things a little bit differently to make sure we utilize their strengths. And I said, ultimately, that's going to be good for us, but it was still kind of a work in progress to making sure all these things kind of fit together.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. Best of luck this season.
Thank you.